This past weekend, governors of four Great Lakes states met on Mackinac Island and discussed issues such as invasive species and economic development. Independent journalist Gary Wilson says the fact that there was a meeting at all is important. Wilson says there have been significant Great Lakes developments at the federal level and among mayors and cities in the region, but it's been 8 years since the governors met to sign the Great Lakes Compact. Wilson, who writes for the online news service Great Lakes Echo, says Michigan Governor Rick Snyder called for another summit in his message on energy and the environment last year.
And at the beginning of this year, he took over the co-chair role of an organization called the Council of Great Lakes Governors. He co-chairs with Illinois Governor Quinn, and they decided to have this meeting on Mackinac Island. But Governor Snyder was really the driver of that, and that's to his credit.
So there's been some action, as you say, at the federal level and amongst mayors in Great Lakes states. Is not having the governors there and meeting regularly, is that getting in the way of progress at all?
I believe it is. The governors are really a linchpin. For all the good work that they've done, mayor's work is limited in scope. You know, Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell has been very active in the mayor's organization. But, you know, his boundaries are fairly narrow when you look at the Great Lakes that cover two countries and eight states. Federal government has done a good job with their restoration initiative, budgeting around $300 million a year, much of which is spent in Michigan. But you've got the governors who have been sitting on the sidelines, and they've just been conspicuous by their absence. In fairness, they've got tremendous economic issues they're dealing with. Every state in the region is dealing with budget issues. Their focus has been primarily on jobs. But still, jobs and the environment these days go together. And I'm glad Governor Snyder has picked up on this and is starting to drive an agenda.
So you say you went into this looking for a kernel of substance, and you think if there was one, it was Illinois Governor Pat Quinn saying that separating the Great Lakes from the Mississippi River is the ultimate solution to the advancing Asian carp problem. Why is that a significant development, at least potentially?
The Illinois political intelligentsia, as I fondly call them, Governor Quinn, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Senators Durbin and Kirk, plus business interests, have been very standoffish on the issue of separating the Mississippi River from the Great Lakes. There's a tremendous amount of commerce that flows throughout the Chicago area waterways system, and it flows through downstate areas. And nobody in Chicago is really lobbying for physical separation. Governor Quinn is not oblivious to that. He has to deal with his constituents. He's done some things on the margins to help fight Asian carp, but he's stayed away from making a commitment on physical separation until Saturday afternoon when he was on a panel and he talked about Asian carp a little bit. And sort of out of the blue, he said, "I think the, quote, ultimate solution is what we need to look at now," the ultimate solution being the physical separation of the Great Lakes from the Mississippi. I was there, and I kind of looked around, and I saw people also looking around. You know, we're all thinking, did he say what we thought he said? And a few journalists, myself included, were able to spend a few minutes with him after a press conference. And he did backpedal just a little bit, saying what he really supports is vigorous study. But what he said was still significant, because he put it out on the table. It's an issue that the governors are going to have to deal with probably sometime next year, and I give him credit for putting it out there for discussion.
What are some other big issues out there for governors in the Great Lakes states aside from Asian carp?
The rather real big issue is the request by Waukesha, Wisconsin, a town about 60 miles or so west of Milwaukee. Waukesha has a big water problem, and they've got a request pending to divert Lake Michigan water. This will be the first test of the Great Lakes Compact for a diversion totally outside the basin, and it's going to be precedent-setting. That's why it's getting a lot of scrutiny. If there's a tough review of this request, then that sends a signal to other communities around the region that when they request water, they're going to be subjected to a tough review also. This request will land on the desks of all eight Great Lakes state governors. Every one of them has to approve it. If one says no, then the request is denied. So this will be one of the biggest decisions this group of Great Lakes governors make in their tenure, because, as I said, it will be precedent-setting.
Did you get a sense from this meeting over the weekend on Mackinac Island that Governor Snyder and perhaps some of these other governors want to make this a more regular occurrence, that they do get together and sit down and talk?
I do. And the primary reason is because the majority of the emphasis on this meeting was economic development. Yes, there were some environmental issues sprinkled in. The genesis of the meeting was environmental issues when Governor Snyder announced it. It slowly morphed into a meeting a little bit more about economic development. Again, we'll just have to see what happens. The easy part's been done. Now the heavy lifting will begin.
Gary Wilson writes a view from Chicago for the online news service Great Lakes Echo. You can find a link to his commentary at wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.